Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Final hour of the Bill Michaels Show on this Friday the 26th, before we get into the month of July, if you can believe it. Can't believe it. Heading into this last weekend of June, and we're still not talking about baseball on the field. At least we're talking about the possibility of baseball on the field relatively soon. And next week, you're going to get to the players reporting, going into a testing system, intake, if you will, and then next weekend, you're going to have players actually practicing and getting ready for a regular baseball season. Earlier today, David Stearns and Rick Schlesinger, they had a chance to meet with the media in a Zoom conference call. Part of that conference call was Kevin Holden from CBS 58, sports director here in Milwaukee, and he now joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you been, buddy?
Hey, I tell you how good I'm doing right now, Bill. At this moment, I'm actually sitting inside the station of CBS 58. Normally they don't let me in here, and it's not really COVID related. They just don't want me around here. But
right.
I'm in here today. We're having fun, and we're talking baseball. It's awesome, you know?
So you were a part of that conference call earlier today. So you tell me, give me your thoughts. What stood out to you?
The number one thing to me is that the Brewers have not given up hope of having some sort of fans at Miller Park. Their hope is that if this virus takes a good path and the restrictions from the city are lifted, that you'll have a limited number of fans down the stretch for the Brewers. And it's crucial for a couple of reasons. One, the players are used to that. The players, they thrive on the energy of the fans. And not only that, it's a financial windfall for the franchise. The Brewers, as a small market team, depend more on their ticket revenue than most other teams do. So if you can get fans in there, if they're buying even limited concessions, it's a financial help, and it's also a emotional help, I think, for the players. But I think the optimism is good. It's guarded because things could collapse in a hurry if you have a breakout in some city or some area, even anywhere in the Midwest. It could affect the Brewers' schedule and their season. But just the fact that we're talking about it is terrific, and the Brewers clearly have a well thought out plan. That's Major League Baseball's plan, and they've thought it out well.
So, I guess the next question. I know they hope to have fans in the stands, but baseball on the field. He didn't elaborate, but 12 people in the organization have tested positive for the COVID virus. We expect players, one or two at least, to have it. As David Stearns put it, the number one concern is the health and safety. But I guess my question is, and I predicted at least two teams in Major League Baseball this year probably going to have 15 players or more that are going to come down with this, just because. So what do you do then?
Yeah, you've got an interesting scenario then, because you've got a couple of different ways you can approach this. To keep the structural integrity of a season, to keep a team playing games, you'll have to have some people to take those spots. Now, the one thing that Major League Baseball is doing is the first list, the initial list that the Brewers turn in to the league on Sunday, has 60 names on it, and there's only 30 on the roster to start the season. So, in theory, if 15 people come down with it, you could replace them with 15 other people. They certainly will not be the same caliber as the half of the roster that would go down. but you would at least have options. The Brewers are in an advantageous position because they'll have that secondary site in Appleton. The guys that train there can get to Miller Park the day of a game if something goes on. That's the upside. The downside is, as we've seen, we're still tracing exactly how this virus spreads and the quickness with which it spreads. So if 15 players on a team are affected, there's going to be trepidation. There's going to be a nervousness on the part of these players who are already nervous about the safety aspect of this. They're going and being asked to play 60 games in their home stadiums in the middle of a pandemic. And if your friends are afflicted by this virus, no matter how bad it will be or how not bad it will be, even if they're asymptomatic, it's going to cause some trepidation on the part of the players. I like that there were no Brewers that opted out yet, but I wonder if it'll happen where some players somewhere, including Milwaukee, could opt out of the season at some point if a lot of people get infected.
We're talking with Kevin Holden from CBS 58, who was in on the conference call, the Zoom conference call with Rick Schlesinger and David Stearns of the Milwaukee Brewers. David Stearns says they're prepared for the DH because of their depth. Do you see this team being better suited because they're a team that does seem to be deeper and have more bats, and a guy like Ryan Braun's been discussed time and again, that they will be more capable of playing with a DH?
You know, the more I think about the season and the rules and the fact that it's such an oddball of a season, the more advantage I think the Brewers have. The DH is one because you could put Ryan Braun there and you can rest him, or you could have remember Logan Morrison had a great spring training. He could be your guy in that position. Justin Smoak could get some at-bats there. That's one thing that works to their advantage. But the Brewers have built their reputation the last two or three years on this creative flexibility, whether it's their bullpen in 2018, whether it's been the creative use of bats on the roster the last couple of years, how they fit guys into position. You're asking the Brewers to go into a season where creativity is going to be rewarded because you have more players on the roster, you have some different rules, you're going to start extra innings with a runner at second base. And by the way, David Stearns literally came out on that conference call and said he loved the idea of having extra innings with a runner at second, partially because it keeps the team from having to scramble after an 18-inning game. If you can end those games in 10 or 11 innings, you're in good shape. I think from a creative standpoint, the Brewers have been at the top of the game for a couple of years, and I think it will help them in 2020, maybe as much as any franchise in the game. Maybe I'm being a little optimistic, but I think I really do think it's going to be a benefit.
I wanted to get back to also what David Stearns talked about when he said it is not a mad dash to the finish line. I understand what he's trying to say. He's like, look, we do have 60 games, and we have made up a lot of ground in 60 games before, but in the grand scheme of things, you only have so much to get done. And we'd asked this yesterday on the air, how do you, Kevin, how do you get a guy like Orlando Arcia or some of these guys that have gotten off to slow starts, a guy like Lorenzo Cain who struggled in the beginning of last season before he finally started to get it together? How long do you stick with a guy before you say, you know what, I can't. We can't. We're in a hurry up here.
Yeah, not only do you have to have a shorter rope, shorter patience with a slumping hitter or even a slumping pitcher, not only do you have that aspect of it, you have a deeper roster to go to, so the trigger could get pulled faster in a situation like that. Arcia is a great example. You brought up a guy there that has gone months at the plate where he's had massive struggles. And that isn't going to work in 2020 in a 60-game situation. David's right that no one is panicking at the end of July if you are close. You're not trying to throw everything in a normal season. You're not trying to throw like crazy things out the window if you're close and there's 2 months to go. You're just happy where you are. But with only 60 games, you will have to make some changes. It reminds me a lot of how the Brewers were down the stretch in 2018 and even in 2019. Where the rope is shorter because you are closer to the playoffs and you really can't afford to let somebody play through. I would be fascinated, by the way, to see somebody like Aramis Ramirez, who always took 2 months to heat up every year. He's a terrific hitter, but in April and May, he was really bad. Could you imagine if a guy like Aramis Ramirez had that happen to him in a 60-game season? He was hitting like a .180 in some of those first 2 months of seasons back when he was a Brewer. Fascinating situation. If a guy takes a while to heat up, you've got some weird calls to make where you may have to sit a really good player just because he's not hot at that moment.
I wanted to discuss the pitching rotation. How long would you give a guy if he's starting to get really beat up? I know it would depend on maybe who's up the next day or matchups and such, but I don't know if I'm giving starting pitchers that long of a rope as well, you know?
Yeah, and that's actually the good news about that is if there's any franchise that's used to quick hooks and changes in the rotation, you're looking at them. I mean, the Brewers have done this with success for the last couple of years. Brandon Woodruff has been a staple, but beyond Woodruff, they've done a lot of plug and play, and they've done a lot of juggling in their rotation and bringing guys up for spot starts and backing guys up. You know, the Brewers definitely do not plug and play with their five-man starting rotation from a pitching standpoint. So that I think you could see an awful lot of that. That Craig Counsell button pushing that's been so successful in September and October, I think you'll see more of it than ever, especially if his bullpen is healthy.
Also, when you go back to fans in the stands, they were talking about those cutouts. I thought that was a really good idea.
I love it. I absolutely love it. You know why? Because I have this great idea of making like a those fat heads, right? Those
right.
cutout type things. Of making a fat head of myself, like wearing just the brightest, like highlighter orange shirt and like some crazy look. So you could do something with opposing hitters that basketball fans do when the opposing guys are trying to make a free throw. You know, they throw up those heads and all that other stuff. Could you imagine if you had a hitter at home plate or a pitcher on the mound and he's looking at like this combination of just bright like Oregon Ducks colors in the stands? I mean, you could blind some people if you do it right.
No national anthem. They're going to do something on the video, but no sausage races either. And if they do take me out to the ball game or something, they're going to do it via video board as well. It's just going to be weird, man, watching the games on TV. Although we're going to get baseball back, and you know as well as I do, you know, I sit out back and grill, and I just can't wait to sit there and do my work and watch a game. I'm looking forward to that. It's part of what it is we do as a job, but it's just going to feel really, really different, isn't it?
It'll be different enough that for the first time in a long, long time, I think I'm going to prefer listening to Brewers games versus watching Brewers games. You already have a legend in Bob Uecker, who's amazing. I mean, just, you know, we've been blessed with that for the entirety of the Brewers' existence as a franchise. And now, instead of watching a game and looking at, like, why, you know, the stands are empty and the energy is different, we can let that radio voice sort of carry things through. I think, man, in 2020, I think your best radio voices in baseball are about to become the crucial pieces of the game. They are going to help kind of bridge this gap between this oddity on the field and the passion of a fan's heart. I cannot wait to hear Uecker at Miller Park this year.
Kevin, always good. We will talk again next week, and I appreciate it, pal. And I know Craig Counsell was speaking as well, and I'm going to get a lot out of that. We'll talk more about that coming up next week also, okay?
Sounds good. CBS 58 Security is going to take me out of here any minute, so we ended
you
the
man.
At the right time.
Well, I'll steal a stapler. I'll see you. Bye. Kevin Holden from CBS 58 joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com. Hey, with so many festivals and events being closed this summer, a great idea I've been telling you about, but it's for a limited time. It's till the end. You only have four more days till the end of the month. The Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin, and Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort and Iron Mountain, Michigan. That is the official golf and ski resort of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And right now, when you book two consecutive nights lodging at either of these amazing places, you get the third night free. It's called the Season of Savings Offer, and it's only good through June 30th. So don't delay your getaway today. The historic and storied Four Seasons Island Resort, just 78 miles north of Green Bay on the beautiful island right there in the middle of the Menominee River, with fun for the whole family. They have swimming indoors, big indoor pool. They have golfing, a 9-hole executive golf course right there on the island. You golf around the island. Great dining, live music. They have the Boundary Waters Pub and Grill. They've got Lily's Ice Cream Parlor, an old-fashioned ice cream parlor upstairs. They got an upstairs bar. They do wine tastings and cheese tastings and all that kind of stuff. And then there's Pine Mountain Resort. That's just 90 miles north of Green Bay. And they have a scenic, natural, peaceful atmosphere, kind of condo-style living up there. But the best part about it, world-class golfing, Timberstone Championship Golf Course. It's cut right there through the mountain. Two great resorts, same awesome offer. You can book two nights, get the third night free. Just go to the4seasonswi.com. That's the4seasonswi.com or pinemountainresort.com. That is pinemountainresort.com, and look for the Season of Savings offer when you book your stay. But you got to hurry because there's only 4 days left, and make sure when you go there, you tell them the Bill Michaels Show sent you. They're just great, great people, and we appreciate them so much. When we come back, Aaron Jones speaks. We'll tell you about what, and you'll hear it coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, the Traeger Grill is the official grill of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, and I have bragged about it and bragged about it, and everywhere I go now people ask me about it. I was up in Wausau last night, and one of the questions at our Q&A for the cigar dinner last evening was, do you really use the grill? I really use the grill. I don't know if you saw what was supposed to be opening day of the baseball season this year. That's when I got the grill. That was the first time I used it, smoked the roast right on it. I've done videos on that thing. I've shared recipes. I mean, I'm actually in the Traeger Grill Facebook fan page where you share all the recipes and the grilling tips and all that kind of stuff. I'm on one in Wisconsin. Yes, I use it. I love it. I use it all the time, all the time. And Ben and his staff at Wauwatosa Ace Hardware, Germantown Ace Hardware, South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, and also Harry's Ace Hardware in Franklin, they're the supplier of the Traeger grills, and they are awesome. You can get one starting at $399 and just go up from there, depending on what you want on it. And they're awesome. They're just awesome. The best part about it is when you put the probe into the meat and that you just turn your phone on, it alerts you when everything's done. It's just so simple and it's great. I never thought I could do it, but I can, and you can too. That's our friends from Traeger Grill, the official grill of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Aaron Jones spoke, and he said, look, not worried at all about A.J. Dillon. The thing about with Aaron Jones, and there was a lot of questions last night about this as well, Aaron Jones proved last year that if you use him and you set him up right, and with what Matt LaFleur wants to do with the motion in his offense, with misdirection in his offense, the way Kyle Shanahan ran that offense against that Packers defense, moving guys like Kittle and company, dragging coverage across, opening up holes on the backside, that's what this offense should look like. And Aaron Jones will be a big part of it. And two things Aaron Jones did much, much better last year. One was blocking. He was so much better at picking up the blitz and watching the backside of Aaron Rodgers or the chip blocks that acted as if he was going to stay in. Aaron Rodgers would roll to one side. He would chip block, then all of a sudden release. Aaron Rodgers then throws back the other way over to Aaron Jones, and sure enough, Aaron Jones is off to the races. He was so good at that last year. And then that was the other portion of it, was pass catching. He became a much, much better pass catcher. Do I think A.J. Dillon's going to get opportunities? Yes. Do I think he's going to get opportunities on short yardage situations? Probably more often than not. But he is not going to take the lion's share of carries away from Aaron Jones. He's going to get some, but he's not going to take them all. And I don't think Aaron Jones has any reason to be nervous about that. I don't think he has any reason to worry about his job status. As long as he gets his carries, he's able to do his thing. I think he's either going to get paid by the Packers or somebody else. Just depends on how much they actually value him. The one common trend in the NFL has been that the value of running backs is very, very, very short-lived. So you hit on that first contract, and that's what you're getting, and that's it. Because chances are you're not going to get that second big contract unless you have some kind of a freakish longevity. I mean, even going back to LaDainian Tomlinson, he sat out a year. He wanted his money. The Jets paid him. He didn't look the same. After sitting out an entire year, he didn't look the same. You only have so much in you as a running back in the National Football League, and especially a quarterback-driven league and a passing league. Even though it is becoming cyclical, it's starting to come back a little bit more to the running side of the football, but you only have so much. So Aaron Jones, he's just got to do his thing. He's got to go about his business and get there. Just an FYI, tonight at 6 o'clock, a breaking news with the NBA, and breaking news in the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network, brought to you by Dell Technology Small Business Podference. Go listen at radio.com/Dell, 6 p.m. tonight on ESPN in conjunction with the NBA. They will release the NBA schedule. So Bucks fans, hunker down tonight somewhere. And I'm going to be sitting in front of a TV, probably out at Calderon Club in Fox Point tonight, sitting there with my mama's chicken in front of me, watching the release of the NBA schedule. But the NBA schedule will be released tonight, 6 o'clock, and it's going to be take place on ESPN. And that's where they will unveil what the Bucks are going to do for the remainder of their season. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Just to catch you up, speaking of the Bucks, and more so the NBA, today the other news out of the NBA was that 302 players have been tested as they all get into the bubble, and 16 have tested positive for the coronavirus. That comes on the heels of Florida and Texas today announcing they are shutting down and limiting bars and restaurants and going in reverse of the economic open up, so to speak. Now they're shutting it all back down again because of a spike in corona cases down south. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to hear from Keith Smith. Keith Smith from Yahoo Sports. He joined us the other day talking NBA, and we're going to get into this so you can hear that conversation again regarding the opening up of the NBA season. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network, and I'm telling you, I got one or two of those in my future tonight as well. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
You don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do.
We got a lot of sun coming up over the weekend. Today, you're probably going to get some storms. I just got an alert on my phone that in the area that I'm in Waukesha, the possibility of some severe storms. I got to be honest with you. I don't mind a good thunderstorm. I don't mind watching it. And when you're watching a sunny day, a thunderstorm day, I'm watching my dogs play in the yard, whatever it happens to be, the one thing I get a chance to do every day working in my studio that I built here at home, I get a chance to look out of these great Pella windows and doors. I got the window next to me. I got the patio door behind me. I can walk out on the balcony and walk outside and get the fresh air or open it up, and I can open them all with a finger and just move it. Just, oh, there you go. It is, they're awesome. And not only do they look great, and they matched them to fit the interior of the woodwork of my home, but I got a chance to pick out the hardware. The roll screen design is amazing. They won an award for that last year, as a matter of fact, because of the innovation there. And in the wintertime, when you stand next to them, the one thing you don't feel is the cold. You don't feel the cold. You don't feel the hot outside. You feel the nice, refreshing air conditioning inside. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, not only are they fantastic, and the product's been around for 95 years, they continue to get better. They do it all themselves. They come over to your house. They CDC recognize everything when it comes to staying safe, and they measure twice. They manufacture. They assemble. They install. When they install, they come in. They cordon off your room for just a little while, and bam, they're done. And they leave. There's no dust, no mess, no fuss, no nothing but these beautiful doors and windows that are left. And all you got to do is just look out of them and go, yeah. And it adds value to your home. So if you're building or if you want replacement windows and doors, they can do it all. And I'm telling you, they're great, great people to work with. Their showrooms are open, but if you would rather have them do it in your home, they can do that, or just do it online. Go to PellaWI.com. They have some great offers right now. 12-year, 2.99% APR financing, or 5 years, no interest, and no payments for 5 months. Your choice. You pick. Whatever you want to do, go ahead and do. With innovations like I had mentioned with the between the glass blinds and shades or the roll screen, whatever it happens to be, you can get all of that from our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Again, 12 years, 2.99% APR, or 5 years, no interest, and no payments for 5 months. But go to PellaWI.com. Tell Gina Della from Pella over there we said hi. Great people over there that just, they do it right. Yes, they do. They do it right. Our good buddy Keith Smith from Yahoo Sports talking about the NBA down there in Orlando. And we chatted with him earlier in this week, but it's a pertinent conversation with the NBA getting ready to announce their schedule tonight at 6 o'clock for the way this tournament's going to look. And we started out talking about the quarantine and the stoppage of play. And is there a team right now that has an advantage one over the other?
I look for the teams that might benefit from this being a neutral site or a team that from the time off benefits. And one of the teams that comes to mind for me is the Houston Rockets. they were playing such a small lineup. Tallest guy in the group was about 6'7". Everybody was playing up a position or two, and that's really challenging for a team. And then on top of that, you also had the Rockets were playing about a 7 or 8 man rotation most nights. So playing small and playing guys heavy minutes, it was really starting to take a toll. You could see that on some guys in prior years. A lot of their guys had worn down by the time we hit the playoffs. So I think the Rockets are a team that, you know, really should come out of this thing looking pretty good, pretty healthy and ready to go when they get restarted.
Give me your thoughts as the Bucks come out of this, because I know that Giannis had a little bit of a knee injury when we went into the COVID. Coming out of this, he should be just about 100% healthy. Budenholzer seems to feel that he's had some experience in dealing with a stoppage and then starting up a season again, and also what the experience gave them last year. Give me your thoughts on the Bucks.
Yeah, I think they're going to be, you know, fine. They, of course, they're going to miss out on home court advantage, and that's always, you know, a little bit of a bummer to lose that after your work all season to gain it. But I look at it as they're so good, I don't know that it matters where they necessarily play the games. I tend to believe you, if you're the best team, you could go play a game on the moon and probably win. And they have proven to be the best team. Now, what's interesting is I think they had a pretty nice advantage going into the playoff, even with home court advantage and all that, just from the fact that guys weren't playing very big minutes for them. I think Giannis was the only guy on the roster averaging even 30 minutes a game, and he was just above that, where some of the other teams were having to push a little harder to get to their spot in the standings and the like. So now that's kind of a race. So be curious to see how that comes together. But I still think they're the odds-on favorite in the Eastern Conference and should be by a pretty far margin.
What do you make of the article that says LeBron was organizing workouts on a court out in California against the NBA's own protocols?
Yeah, if true, it doesn't surprise me. I know a lot of these guys were playing in unsanctioned pickup games. Some guys were showing up and playing in open runs. I think in a lot of ways they would rather, even though they, you know, ask people not to do these things, I think they'd rather have it in a private setting, in a private residence that's controlled. Couple of these open runs were packed gyms, you know, with, you know, at least a few hundred people in them and the like. And some of the overseas players had gone back home, and they were seen in environments where it was very full and crowded and the like. So hopefully, you know, nothing will come of it. But I don't make too much of it, because I think these are just kind of the things that we saw, you know, a lot of people starting to take part in around the league.
I look at what some of the coaches that are in this postseason have now. I know there's been some questions about the age of coaches. Do you expect the older coaches that had talked about, you know, hey, this COVID thing, you know, we're over the age of 60, there could be some conditions here. Will this be a problem?
I don't think so. I think they're all going to be there and coach. That seemed to be more of the message that I took away when the NBA was talking about, oh, maybe we, you know, don't have them come, or they can't be courtside, or things like that. A handful of the guys spoke out and said, well, wait a minute, this is up to me to make this decision. I coach my team. If everybody is tested and presumably safe, then it should be safe for me as well. So I don't think there's going to be any issue from that side. I think all those guys will plan to be there and, you know, be right there on the sidelines for as long as this tournament portion of the season takes.
Talking with Keith Smith of the NBA, the NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at KeithSmithNBA. For some of the guys that have tested positive, for other guys that have had concerns and decided to bow out, you know, I'm not going to say it's going to be drastically different, but, you know, if guys test positive, say a guy like Giannis or LeBron or somebody goes down, do we then look at this season with an asterisk?
Yeah, I think if you lose a superstar player, or you lose, you know, four or five guys from the same team, I think that's the only way that you start to say, all right, you know, is this, you know, the same kind of championship that it was? But then on the flip side, you know, people use the example last year, the Warriors lost both Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson in the middle of the NBA Finals, and nobody comes back and says, well, you know, that was an asterisk for the Raptors. And, you know, I think, but it is different. I think, you know, again, you lose a bunch of guys or you lose a couple key players, I think people feel a little bit different. Overall, I think if you like the team that won or the players on that team that win, you're going to see it as a perfectly valid championship. If you dislike that team, you dislike the players, you're probably going to be screaming asterisk from the rooftops as long as anyone will listen.
Hey, I got to ask you, can you tell me why why players need to take DJs? If it's just the players hanging out, and one of the essential personnel would be a DJ, do players need music that bad?
Yeah, I don't think that one's going to be anything you see. I think it's more likely, you know, a trainer or a someone who comes in as some kind of a personal massage therapist or something like that is what might come with the players. I know there's talks of bringing in DJs to provide entertainment and things like that as this goes along. There's also been talks of comedians and the like, you know, seeing if you can get some of that going in there to keep the players entertained on their off time since they're going to be confined to the Disney campus. But you know, in the end, I don't think anybody's bringing their own personal DJ with them.
So the teams that are still playing at this point, is there a dark horse? One of the things we talk about are the favorites and teams that maybe respond to because of COVID and come back with a vengeance. But is there a dark horse that you would say, maybe this, I could put my finger on this and say, yeah, I think this team could win it?
Yeah, I think the Boston Celtics could do well in this environment. They rely on a lot of younger guys, and there's a lot of people who think those are the guys who are going to be quicker to jump back in and get back up to speed and going. They were a team that hasn't been healthy all season long. They've consistently been without one to two of their main rotation players all year, and that's something that they didn't make the move at the trade deadline, and Danny Ainge said, our move is going to be getting healthy. Our goal from here on out is to try and win games, but to go into the playoffs as healthy as we can. So I think they're a team to keep an eye on. I don't know if they're far enough down. If you go a little farther down in the standings, Philadelphia, I'm very curious to see what they do. They're a team that has said from almost the tip-off of the season is we were built for the playoffs. It's about the playoffs for us. And now one of the things that's removed here, is, which maybe it helps, maybe it hurts, we don't know, is they were drastic home-road splits. They were one of the best. They actually had the best record at home in the league this year. And on the road, they were completely miserable. And I don't know if that's they play to the crowd at home and that lifts them, or is it really just that bad away from home? So we're going to find out here in about a month or so what that starts to look like. But if they can solve that, I think they're a team that could be dangerous in the playoffs.
We mentioned Toronto. Look, when they come back, that Toronto team, Nick Nurse figured out a way to defend Giannis, maybe better than anybody. And I don't think they can do that again because I think the Bucks have too many weapons now that can shoot the ball from the outside and can take the pressure off of Giannis. But is that the team that could defend and slow down Giannis and or beat the Bucks?
Yeah, in the Eastern Conference, I think that they've got some different looks that they can throw at him. Nick Nurse is better than any coach in the entire NBA of changing his game plan from game to game. Most guys, they tend to kind of stick with what they do, and it may be in a playoff series you'll see him change, a game or two in, or game two or three games in, and change it up. Where Nick Nurse, he's not afraid to change game to game, sometimes half to half. And I think that Raptors team clearly has a lot of pride. Those guys, very much believe, hey, we lost Kawhi Leonard, we lost Danny Green, but we're still the champs. And they played that way all season. They've got a level of swagger that comes with them when they hit the floor. So I think that they're going to be very tough out when we get into the postseason.
Real quick before I let you go, I know that, it's going to be a battle down the stretch and such, and it's going to be rather interesting. What is the off season then going to entail? Because once the champion is crowned, you're going to have a very short turnaround time. Is this going to impede players from seeking larger money and getting it because of the uncertainty with the salary cap and such? Are you going to see a lot more guys stand pat and stay put? Especially if the salary cap goes down a little bit because teams have lost money, or do you think this is a bigger free agent year?
Yeah, well, it's going to depend on what happens, where the cap ultimately lands at. If they keep it relatively stable to this year's number, I think that's probably a pretty big win for everybody involved. One thing is this is a very weak free agent class, especially compared to last offseason and especially compared to the 2021 class, which is, shaping up to be even better than last year's was, which was, a historically good class. So I think those are the things that are going to be balanced. I think you're going to see guys do more of the one-year deal, maybe a one-plus-one deal and the like. And I've been talking to folks around the league. They think because there's only a handful of teams with cap space, there's so few impact free agents that they think you might see the trade market actually be more active than usual. And then because it's a relatively flat draft talent-wise, as early as the NBA draft, you might see teams really kind of hone in on one player and say, that's the guy I want to get to. He's within our range. And you might see some trades there to move up a pick or two to try and make sure you lock in the guy you want. So I think it's going to be a much toned down off season compared to last year, but I think you might see the trade market pick up just a little bit.
Great stuff, man. I appreciate it, Keith, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Y'all stay safe, you and yours.
There you go, Keith Smith, Yahoo Sports, covering the NBA. Glad to have him on the air with us and giving us some really good insight from down there in Orlando. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Again, great day yesterday with our friends from Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. We still have more of our cigar events coming up. You can go to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. But if you're in the Milwaukee area, we're going to be at Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex for a golf dinner cigar event coming up on August 3rd. Tickets are now on sale. Tickets are now on sale, whether it be at the website, tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com, or at the golf course. Go in and see our buddy Mike, and Mike will get you all ready and get you all ready to go for that event. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do some golf. We're going to do some dinner, a few cigars, great stories, good Q&A, and a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And they give away a lot of good stuff as well. So hope to see you out there. Speaking of Quick Trip, the Nature's Touch milk, the Nature's Touch Grade A butter, and the Ellsworth cheese curds all on special right now, $1.99. And today, $1.99 for the Glazer donuts. So if you're going to do some donuts over the weekend, go pick them up over there at Quick Trip. They are ready for you, by all means. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show, wrapping up the week right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We certainly appreciate it, as always. Always love having you here and doing – we'll get out and about. I got a couple of questions last night, as a matter of fact, since we're doing some of the cigar dinners. Will we be back out for the radio show for the Huddle this year? And we're planning on it. You know, we're not unless they tell us we can't or – something else pops up. I mean, each individual establishment is going to have their way of doing things. But we, you know, Budweiser's back again this year. I'm back again this year. We're ready to do the Huddle. So I don't think there's any reason we shouldn't. So really looking forward to doing that. So hopefully you get a chance at some point to come out and join us. Craig Counsell, we're going to hear more from Craig because he's speaking right now. So we're going to hear more from Craig on Monday's program. But he said the Brewers are going to host two separate workouts every day at Miller Park once that summer camp gets underway, and they're going to utilize a lot of different spaces around the building. He also said a majority of the players are much further along in their preparation for a season than he initially anticipated when the game actually shut down. He said players appear to have done a really good job staying ready. Obviously, they're starting to see some of these guys. He said we have a bunting conversation already, and he said that's great. Counsell, they talked about, with a runner on second base and when that rule was brought up and all that kind of stuff. Craig Counsell also anticipates opening the season with 16 or 17 pitchers on the 30-man roster. It's going to look like a September call-up, so to speak, he expects. And also he said the more he thinks about it, the rules to enforce the social distancing really do serve to bring us all together. We're going to be hit with an unexpected, frequency of COVID, obviously. And he said, I'm looking forward to leading the guys in this journey. So some interesting comments from Craig Counsell, but all of it coming out a little bit later on today. And we're going to hear all of that coming up on Monday's show as well. Also on Monday's show, he'll be back. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. We're going to talk with Tim. He'll join us on Monday, and we'll talk with him about the opportunity to get back at it. And he'll be doing some baseball postgame shows, and those are going to be coming back. But the big news of the day coming out of Brewers camp was David Stern said, look, they're going to be hosting the camp at Miller Park. Intake is going to be on July 1st. That's when they start testing. Then the players hopefully find out in 48 hours as to who does or doesn't have COVID. The first workout is going to be on July 4th. There's going to be two sessions per day. They're going to utilize numerous portions of Miller Park. There's going to be 45 players in camp, 60 players total. They're going to have players at Miller Park, staggering workouts, and then other players eventually are going to go to Appleton, where they're going to practice there at Neuroscience Field, where the Timber Rattlers play. And under the guidelines of the city of Milwaukee, They eventually hope to have fans in the stands at some point. That was according to Rick Schlesinger, part of the business side of things. And David Stearns also said there are no players on the Brewers roster that are opting not to come back due to the COVID virus. All of them are in. Yes, some people within the organization have tested positive. They are asymptomatic. We don't know who. They did not express who. But that they are asymptomatic, they are self-quarantined, and they hope to come back and be ready to go. By the way, the team store is going to open up next Tuesday. So the fan store, so to speak, is going to open up next Tuesday. And the restaurant to be named later, will open up about the middle of July. There is no indication as to whether or not the restaurant will actually be open during games. My assumption is it won't be. Or if it is, you're not going to be, able to go outside and be anywhere near in the stands. But it will be opening up a little bit later this year, probably in the next 2-3 weeks tops. There's supposed to be an announcement this afternoon regarding that. They reiterate, they do hope to get fans in the stands. They did talk a little bit about the rule change, starting a man at second base in extra innings, trying to ease the burden a little bit on some of the bullpens in this short rush. So we'll see, and also, oh, by the way, the schedule, because I know a lot of you are asking about that. The basketball schedule for the NBA comes out tonight at 6 o'clock. That'll be on ESPN. Rick Schlesinger said that the MLBPA, the Players Association, has the final draft of the actual schedule. They're in collaboration with MLB, but as long as it's okayed, we should find out something regarding Major League Baseball and the Brewers schedule here very, very shortly. And one thing David Stern said to remember is, yes, it's a short season. We're waking up in the middle of a championship run, but it's not a dash to the finish line, and they are prepared for the DH. But the biggest challenge is going to be trying to keep everybody healthy. So there you go. What a good week. What a really, really good week. I feel good about this week. We got sports to talk about coming up on Monday. Got a good weekend of sports coming up as well. I'm excited. I'm excited for the weekend. I'm going to head out. I'm going to do some Mama's Chicken tonight. Over there at Calderon Club in Fox Point, going to walk in and see my buddy Frankie, my buddy Carmelo, and the staff out there, and do a little supporting of local business. Enjoy my night. I think I'm going to do a lot of riding and boating this weekend as the sun's going to be out. I'm going to do social distancing that way. I'm ready for it. Bring on some sports. Good week. Thanks to you. Thanks to everybody being part of the program. Time for us to go. Have a good one. See you.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.